Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. I'm your host, Braden. This is your Cosmic Call-In Show. I just host it. The number to call in is 1-833-703-0424. That's 1-833-703-0424. You can call in every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I take very few Thursdays off. Very few. So if you're come hang out in the live stream, YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, you know, wherever we're streaming, you can find us. Come hang out. The live stream's a different vibe. It's not as spooky. It's a little more relaxed, you know, little more chat engagement. So if that's something you might be into, come think about popping in for a Thursday. You want to support the show? Easy ways to do it. Check the show notes. We got awesome stickers. Honestly, probably the best stickers through our partner, Cryptid Designs. Go check it out. It's in the show notes. You can find them. They're reasonably priced and the absolute highest quality. They are phenomenal. Other than that, listen, paypal.me/cosmic channels. Donate to the show. Keep the lights on. Give yourself a shout out. Or listen, hit us up with a 5-star review. You can review us now on Spotify. You can review specific episodes. So get on there on Spotify if you're listening. If you're listening to this, jump on the episode note. Hit us up with a review. Leave a comment on the episode. Help us get that engagement up, and it helps us pump the numbers. Or 5-star review on Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We'll read them at the end of the show from now on. I'm going to start trying to do that more and more. So thank you to everyone who's already left 5-star reviews. And you know what? I hear that line ringing and calls take priority. Let's go right to the calls. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Joseph the Whiskey Man again.
Yo, what's going on?
Not much. I was calling to tell you one last spooky thing I got going on.
Let's hear it.
All right, so
hold on. You got the live stream playing in the background?
Yeah. Give me one second. Yeah,
mute that bad boy.
All right, there we go. Sound better?
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. So I moved in with my fiance 7 years ago, and in the time that I've been living here, no lie, one person can be staying here in the house by themselves and hear somebody else talking.
Weird.
I've been here by myself, and I've heard my fiance call my name, and she's been at work, or she's been here and heard me call her name, and I've been at work.
Like legit specter voices legit, calling out.
Legit. She'd be sitting in the bedroom, or I'd be sitting in the bedroom, or I'd be sitting in the living room, and I can hear her her call my name, or her hear me call her name. And it's not just us. Other people have lived here, and they've been here by themselves, and they've heard one of us, it could be anybody, call their name, but we're not home.
Ooh, that's so creepy.
Yeah, and then there's been many times because, you know, we sleep with the bedroom door open with the heat and everything going on.
Yeah.
But there's been many times where one of us will wake up, you know, randomly throughout the night, look up, and we see what looks to me like the apparition of a child running by the bedroom door.
Oh, that's so weird.
Oh, it's creepy as hell. And then last night, I woke up three different times, and I was ready to swing because I could have swore there was a small child sitting on the bed, like in between me and my fiance.
Like you just feel the weight on it?
What is it?
Like you just feel the weight on the bed?
Yes.
Oh,
feel the weight. And when I woke up, my eyes would up. Like when I opened my eyes, it looked like a small child was there, and I was ready to swing. And then once my eyes focused, it was gone. But then I'd fall asleep, and once I woke up again, it was back.
Yeah, that's so freaking weird, man. I've had like Zell kind of share those kind of experiences with me where he said, like, you know, that's happened to him, and with my spouse too. She's had it happen to her at various times. I don't think I've ever experienced, but it's like that's such an uncomfortable experience that, you know, you just feel something on the bed. No cats or anything?
We have two cats, but they don't come in the bedroom. We keep the door closed.
No chance that they're sneaking in?
And then when we do have the door open, there's a baby gate in the front where the cats don't pass through.
Yeah.
So the days that, or the nights that I tell you, you know, I wake up in the middle of the night and I swear I see something that looks like a small child. You've seen a cat. You've seen a small child.
Yeah. Well, and you know
it's hard.
And you know what that
stuff is. It's hard to, mix the two up. But when it looks like a small child is running by, it almost stops your heart because, you know, you see the movies and stuff like that, and you're like, oh, well, this is what I would do. This is what I, when it happens, when you see it, you're like, what the fuck am I going to do?
Yeah, I'm not doing nothing. That's exactly what.
No, I've told my fiance before when we've heard weird noises, go check it out. I'm not getting out of my safe ass bed.
That's one of the worst things I would say about like being a man is having to be the person that's like gets up for the noises. You're like, what the hell am I going to do?
Not as much. Now, you know, she, I mean, they wanted equal rights, so she can go out there and check that out.
Yeah,
I'm not leaving my bed.
I think as a show, I'm going to be a huge advocate for equal rights when it comes to weird noises and checking them in the middle of the night.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, you at least alternate. At least alternate, right?
Maybe.
This one's mine. You have a little chalkboard.
Depends on the noise.
Yeah.
If it's a banging, it's all on her. If it's a scuttling, I'll go check it out.
Yeah. that's terrifying. Like, that's just the fact that you have to deal with, like, waking up and feeling this thing, and then you look and nothing's there. Like, it's playing games with you, too, right? Like, it's whatever.
Exactly.
It is.
And, like I said, there's been many nights where I'd wake up and I know for a fact I see something scuttle by. And then I sit there for a second, wait for it to come back, but it doesn't. And then, like I said, there's been days where I've been here at the house by myself, and I'll hear, I know for a fact I'm home by myself.
Yeah.
And I'll hear somebody else who lives here say my name.
Ugh.
So I'll get up and go through the house, and nobody else is here. And there's also times where I've come home from work, and I'll be asked, were you here earlier? No, I work 30 minutes away. Why would I come here earlier and then leave again?
Yeah.
And then that's when they tell me that they heard me talking. Like, no, you didn't hear me talking. Yeah, I was at work.
Yeah, you're like something. Like, now, well, it's like, is this thing ever luring or anything? Like,
No. It's always just like a hey, or a what you doing, or where you at type of deal. It's not a come here or something like that. It's almost like it just wants you to respond.
Yeah.
But no, it doesn't seem like, what do you call it? Benevolent?
Yeah. Malevolent.
Malevolent. Yeah, there you go. Malevolent.
And listen, I'm just saying, I'm just saying words. I don't know their meaning. So let's just be real. Someone might be listening and be like, okay, that's not the right word. I think it is. I don't really know.
No, I'm pretty sure you got it right.
I think it's either what I think it means or the Disney princess. I don't know. Like the Disney villain. I don't know.
It's one of the two.
Or no, is that Maleficent?
I think her name was Maleficent, okay, or something like that.
I thought it was the same thing. So
me too. You know, it was a bad Disney princess.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I still need to send you that that recording that, yeah, I talked about the
100%.
last time.
100%. Let's line that
up. So you'll have to, like I said, once I send it, you're going to have to listen to it, and you'll see what I'm talking about with the children's laughter and the footsteps. And
yes,
stuff.
Yeah, I'm very interested in, there's nothing I love more than listening to creepy little kids' ghost footprints.
So, well, you'll hear them soon enough once yours starts running around the house at night.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, I just wanted to call in with that last little bit of a story.
Cheers, man. Thank you so much for sharing that.
All right. No problem. Thank you, Braden.
Take care.
You too. Bye. Bye.
What a beauty. It's terrifying, man. I living in kind of a haunted house at all. Just the worst, absolute worst. Because you just like, you're dealing with that stuff all the time. Again, when you're not in it, and afterwards you're like, "Ah, that was, you know, that's kind of funny. I missed that." But during the time, you're like, "No, I'm not into that." But just like that, we got another caller on the line, and callers take priority. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave from Pennsylvania.
Dave, you were supposed to be Mr. Anonymous a second ago. I blew your cover by asking you twice.
So, well, I changed my name.
it rotates all the time. So do you want your name? I can edit your name out if you want. You want your name edited out?
No, it's no big deal.
Okay.
It's no big deal. As long as I can call you Jerry Smith.
Yeah, that's fine. Is that who I look like right now? Is with the short hair?
I'm the original Mr. Jerry Smith. Look like him a little bit.
Yeah, someone said that to me earlier, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, that was me.
Hey,
sorry.
Was that you? Roast me?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Listen, that's not a bad thing.
Nothing but love.
That's not a bad thing to look like Earth's greatest scientist, right?
Well, yeah, if you want to be.
All right, what do you got for us tonight?
All right, crazy story. This happened probably 15 years ago. I was in my house, and it was my wife. We were watching The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Ooh, good one.
And in the movie, they were talking about how if there's like some sort of like possession happening or demons present, there'd be a smell of burning. I think it was Emily Rose, something like that. But we actually literally smelled burning while we were watching this movie, and we thought it was incredible. So I took my wife down to the basement, and I told her this story that was completely made up about how my house was part of the Underground Railroad, and people were held down there, and there was a fire down there, and people died, and, you know, this is this crazy made-up story. And she believed me, of course, because she smelled burning.
Yeah.
Years later, we find out that somebody in my family actually was attempting to set my house on fire that night.
What?
Crazy story. So we weren't crazy thinking that we smelled burning, because it literally happened. Somebody was trying to catch our house on fire, and it was raining that night, so they were under my porch trying to catch it on fire with like a lighter. They were crazy. They ended up going to jail, but the craziest thing was we literally smelled burning, so we thought this movie was like giving us these vibes of like burning. It's crazy.
what are the odds of that, and then you associate it with the movie?
Zero odds. But you know, years later, we found out about it. We're thinking, how did our house not catch on fire? But it was raining that night. So luckily for us, that actually never happened. So, and the only other things that happened that I could tell a story about happened while I was dreaming. So we're not going to send the Dream Police.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. Hey, summer sessions, it's a little loose. The Dream Police are off duty. Let's hear it.
All right. So in the same house, I mean, I'm in a different house now. We moved, you know, years ago, but I bought a house. I moved in and I had a dream that I was abducted in that same house. And part of that dream was, you know, the traditional stuff. You're floating out the window. There's a bright light, except for at the same time, there was tanks going down my street. There was a bunch of shooting and all this other stuff. And I'm floating up to this aircraft. And I woke up and I was like feeling my back and I felt a bump. But the problem is that same house that, you know, was going to get caught on fire and ended up getting tore down since it was such a nice house. They tore it down. There's absolutely no way that I could be the same age as I'm in my house now and in that house. So I convinced myself that there's no possible way it could happen.
That's strange. I wonder why. Why do you think you had that dream? You think there's some deeper meaning to it?
Probably not.
Just
thinking about a house I used to live in for, you know, 20 years.
And just, you really think
and there's that a bump on, there's a little scar on my back, you know, which is weird because I don't remember having any injury that would have like an incision, but, you know.
You still have it?
Yeah, it's like on the bottom right of my lower back.
Strange. Weird. Strange. And have you ever got it looked at?
No, that's weird. Hell no.
Yeah, what do you mean it's weird? You have a random mark that popped up on your body? Brother, that's 100%. Next time your doctor be like, hey, doc, look at this little thing.
It's an old football injury.
Oh, is it?
No, I don't know. I never played football.
I mean, hey, listen, you never know, right? You never know what it could be. I had a little buddy on my back. I looked like I got stabbed one time. And I was just like, oh, that's
what it kind of looks like, a little knife wound.
Yeah, that's what I had. Do you want me to tell you what mine was? Maybe it'll. Mine was
it
a little.
It might make feel better. Actually,
it was a little cyst.
Mine's
not a cyst. Yeah, well, but it looked like a little scar. It was tiny. It wasn't like, it was like a little tiny guy. And I was like, oh, what is this? What happened here? I was like, did I get stabbed? Nah. With like a
pen?
What did
I'm abducted for a cool story?
I abducted. Yeah, it's probably a chip. That was probably what mine was too. Chip, some sort of tracking chip from the aliens. But anyways, hey man, thanks for the call. I'm glad your house didn't get burned while you were in it. Pretty funny though that you've made up a full story to that.
It's crazy. Well, I appreciate you guys. I've been listening for what feels like 10 years, but probably not really.
Oh, it's getting close. Getting close to that. So 2016. So we're getting closer. Still there?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You cut out for a second.
Oh, no worries. Anyways, thank you for the call and take care of yourself, Anonymous Dave.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Bye.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
I love it when I can already see there's a caller on hold. Just like that, 1-833-703-0424. Listen, you want to jump on hold? You want to tell your story? Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's go to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. My daughter living in California, and she's, "Mom, you need to call. Mom, you need to call. Her name is Julissa."
Yeah, she was saying something that you may have saw a mothership or something.
I don't know. I'm on air right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my goodness! How are you, though?
Good, excellent. It's nice to hear from you again.
That's good. Thank you. It's one time we was visiting Columbus, Ohio for a concert for my daughter. So, of course, I had to go take her. And we went to Walmart and I stayed outside waiting for my daughter to come out. And I don't know how to describe this, but you look in the air and the sky and you see this fat ball. Like, it looked like just like a light bulb. From the bottom, it started going up, up, up in the sky. And when it go, I don't know how far high, it start dividing, but like perfectly dividing in five. Let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pieces, like a pyramid, like 1, 2 in the top and 3 more in the top. And they start separating like synchronicity, like perfectly to the left, to the right, like it was giving birth or something. And the light, they start separating. And then they start moving to the left or to the right. It was like they was looking around. They wasn't doing nothing particular. But then when I look around, I see everybody in the parking lot also looking. We was all recording. And it lasts, I swear, like probably a minute and a half. And they keep floating in the air. And they start, you can see they getting further and then going closer because you can see the size. And I don't know where, then they start going further apart until they disappear like real fast. And everybody start looking in the parking lot like, what just happened? But we was recording and I tried to show you Lisa, but my oldest daughter got my computer and I don't know what she did with the
she lost it?
Every recording, and I don't have the record anymore. So I could not show her. All I can tell her is the story.
And how long ago is this?
I bet it's like at least 7 years, 8 years. So maybe, I'm thinking maybe we can Google Columbus, Ohio, Walmart, Close Encounter parking lot or something like that. Maybe it's something there because I wasn't the only one. It was a lot of people in the parking lot. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning though. So it's not as much as people are you will find in the afternoon. But it was creepy. I was waiting for something to explode, but now they keep just hanging there, like looking for something and then disappear.
Well, Ohio. So I'm just trying to think of like, is that might be where, I'm just trying to think if that's where, is that where Wright-Patterson Air Force Base is? Is that in Ohio? I think it is.
I think we have Lincoln Airport has some stuff about government.
And so hold on, where was this again in Ohio? Columbus?
Columbus, Ohio.
So I mean that is not far from the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And that's like, you know, ooh, a pretty infamous Air Force Base. People think that they've housed UFO and have experimental crafts there. So, you know, it could be something like that, you know, in that area. Because I type in the hard thing is when I type in anything with Ohio and UFO, Ohio's a hotbed. Like, it's just so much stuff pops up. There was a Walmart UFO in 2024, like just recently, someone saw something in a Walmart parking lot. So it's just a hotbed of activity. So I have no doubt that you've seen something. It's too bad. I'm gonna have to scour MUFON and see if anyone reported it and submitted that footage to the MUFON database.
It has to be because everybody in the parking lot was recording.
Yeah.
I'm so sad that I don't have the recording. I can show Julissa. But I'm so free telling the story because I know it's true because I saw it and recorded it. It's not like somebody told me.
Yeah.
I recorded. So I'm easy telling the story. It's not like, I seen this or somebody told me. It's nothing like that. I know it happened. I don't know what it was, of course, because it's far. But what else can be one thing divided in five or six and then they disperse and then disappear? I don't know where. Unless there was deaths, something at 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't know.
Did you talk to any of the other people in the parking lot after? Or did everyone just kind of go on their way after?
No, they go on the way because everybody was recording, minding their own business because they knew everybody. When they disappeared, everybody looked each other. But me personally, I didn't went to approach nobody because I don't know nobody in Columbus.
Yeah, I guess. It is 2 a.m. fair enough.
Okay, well, thank you for taking my phone call.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in with that.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, super hotbed, Ohio. It's hard to, if you type in Ohio UFO Walmart, like, just like so much. Some people, you know, there's news reports saying secret military tests and, you know, see a string of lights in Northeast Ohio. All sorts of stuff popping on. So it is a hotbed. So quite interesting to see that. But in the parking lot, yeah, Ulysses, I'm with you. I would have been like, what was that? Yelling at everyone. Hey, did you see that? I'm not crazy, right? 100%. So I would have been right on there too. Lines are open 1-833-703-04. I would have been getting names and numbers. I'm like, we're going to have to have a meeting once a year. A debrief about what we saw. Lines are open. 1-833-703-0424. That's 1-833-703-04. Look at that. You start saying that number and there's callers on the line. Callers take priority. Let's go to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Tyler from Indiana.
Hey, Tyler, what's going on tonight?
Man, I've been listening since the first couple of case files, I think, is before 40, and this is my first Cosmic Channels I've been able to catch live.
Right on, man. thank you so much for calling. What do you got for us tonight?
What's the rule tonight?
We're doing whatever you got.
Oh, wow. Cool. So Central State Asylum in Indiana, before it got torn down, we used to go there as kids, and there's these underground tunnels you can go in to get there. And if that's not freaky enough, we would go in and this place was just up and left. I mean, you had, you know, the graffiti and people would mess it all up, but majority of it was still there.
Yeah.
And one of the creepiest things, and this is my first big experience, something that really made me believe in all that. I was about 14 and we had left a friend's flip phone in the, I guess it was like a freezer, like a butcher's freezer. There's like pig bones and stuff around. We had left a flip phone on record on the table. You can hear the door, you know, behind us.
Yeah.
We came back about 20 minutes later. You hear the door in the recording, and then it's pretty much nothing for about 10 minutes. And then you faintly hear, it sounds like a little girl talking. Couldn't really figure out what she was saying, but I mean, you'd hear the door open if anybody came in. There was no draft, there's no windows, but you just hear a faint voice. And we couldn't really tell, you know, but there should be no sound. And this is distinctly a young person trying to say something, but it kind of sounded far away. But we were the only ones there, and it was really weird.
How did you listen to the recording there as well, like when you were there, or was this after the fact?
No, so he had a fancier little flip phone. He was able to like kind of fast forward to it.
Oh, okay.
And we didn't hear it the first time. We were like, ah, fuck, you know, didn't really work. And he ended up listening to it later, and we figured that out. This is just one of, like, a bunch of things that happened there. That's the one that stuck with me the most.
Yeah, how were the chills when you realized what you were listening to? Was it just, like...
I think it was more intense that I wasn't there. like I wasn't hearing it while I was there. I think it was more intense, like, holy shit, that happened and we didn't even know it.
Yeah.
You know, because among all the, there's door slams, there was stuff that maybe could have been wind, maybe could have been explained. We saw some stuff at the end of hallways. You know, it, you know, there's some explanation. I definitely am a critic, but I also have an open mind if those two things can coincide. And that not being there, hearing it later, like, holy shit, I can't believe we missed that. And it gave me chills harder later than I think it would if I was there.
Yeah, I mean, that's this asylum that you go to, like, it completely dark. Like, do you need flashlights and stuff to go through it in these tunnels?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
We went to about like 2 in the morning.
Oh,
these tunnels.
Jesus.
We had to slide through a crack. You had to, like, suck or let all the air out. And I'm, 150 pounds, you know. I still had to let all the air out to slide through.
Thank God. And I'm not getting in. I'll wait outside.
There was doors and stuff, but why take the risk? I mean, it's Indianapolis. It's a big city and didn't want to get caught, but we had little headlamps and stuff that would pass through, and a couple of them would flicker, but they were from the dollar store, so...
See, yeah,
you know, things could be explained, but...
Never know, but it still adds to the ambiance of being somewhere creepy like that when, you know, even if it is just something cheap and you're like, okay, well, maybe it's that, it does, you know, still when you're in that area, you're like, oh, I hope it's just that.
When there's like 30 maybes,
yeah,
it gets to be a little much.
Yeah,
they since tore that down, put apartments up, and people have left the apartments and have tried
really?
To warn other people because they say it's haunted.
Weird. So I wonder if there's something on the grounds that was done in this asylum that's just kind of stuck around, right?
Well, I was thinking the tunnels, you know, we didn't see anything really too crazy in the tunnels, but if there was something going on in the tunnels, they probably just left it dead in the ground. You know, they probably I don't think they tore up those tunnels.
Oh, so maybe they even are reusing them for something, some sort of mechanical or something. Right?
Yeah, couldn't pay me.
And something was there, and now it's just, you know, has new areas to roam because, that's so creepy.
Yeah, it's really, really weird. I don't know if you've heard the theory where, you know, where walls are now that they might have not been before, and they'll walk the same path. Kind of, that's how they go through walls thing.
Yeah, it's not that they're walking through walls. It's like it's like this stone tape theory, right? Where it's like they have memories of walking the halls in the layout that it was when they died. So now that there's a new building on top, it appears to be they appear to be walking walls, but it's just doors, and this was open, completely different that they're walking, right? And you're just kind of seeing that. So I always thought that was kind of a fascinating explanation for why some of these things appear to, like, walk through walls. It's just like, no, you're seeing, it's not that they're walking through walls. They're just walking the same route they always did. And you're just seeing some sort of weird time dilation or something of their spirit doing the same thing that's always done. It's very weird.
Yeah, for sure.
Very weird to think. I do like that theory a lot, though.
Yeah, we saw things at the end of hallways and stuff, but nothing was going through the walls.
Yeah.
And now people are reporting, you know, this thing just walked through my living room, it's gone, you know, and in those apartments. So I think that's what I think.
Yeah, no, I kind of subscribe to that too. Because a lot of these things, it's not, I mean, a lot of there's kind of like twofold of experiences that I hear about. It's like one where these things kind of interact with people, or they're just standing, or it's fleeting glances, or they see them and they're not passing, like, paying any mind to the person, which then those ones kind of make me think that it's just some sort of stone tape thing where it's like, you know, the just you know, like the ghost cars. People see ghost cars sometimes in the forest, right? And it's like, maybe it's just an old car. You're seeing an old car. You're seeing through some sort of window in time to another dimension, right, kind of like whatever.
Overlap.
Yeah, and you're seeing some weird, like, overlay. Which, again, you know, it's kind of a just weird thing. We're talking about simulation theory. It's almost like we're, you know how you, like, on a computer, you, like, reuse disk space, right? You delete stuff and then reuse it. And it's like, maybe, there, you know, that's what kind of is going on in our universe. We're just reusing time. It's just re-recording over itself. And every now and then you get this weird overlay where you kind of, like, you can see the last, like, some of the old stuff that happened. Just weird to think about.
Yeah, you're like on the kind of like the old TVs, you get an image burned into it.
Yeah, or like photos where you get the double exposure, right? Where you get two images over top of each other. That's weird. Or like, yeah, you old VHS used to do that all the time. Remember, you'd like record a show and then you'd record over that show, and every now and then it would do that, like, and you would see like the other show you recorded kind of like in a weird like mix mash, and then it would go back.
Yeah.
Right? Like maybe something like that. It's just interesting stuff to just, you know, think about and go crazy on.
Yeah. Super cool to all think about. It's kind of hard to be, I mean, to not believe in it at that point, especially when you have an experience like going somewhere and actually trying to be a critic. You can't.
Yeah. Well, you know, like the story I read earlier tonight, it's like, you know, you can chalk up one or two things, but when like a plethora of things happen and they're all explained, you just kind of, you start to run out of reasoning where you're just like, okay, I'm starting to not even sure how to explain what's happening here. And that's kind of when you're like, oh, now I'm spooked out. I'm freaked out. I'm out of here.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey man, thank you so much for calling in. First time calling and sharing that account. I love people who are brave enough to go into these dark and scary places and have experiences. So thank you so much for calling. Hopefully we get more people inspired by your call.
Yeah, now that I've got two kids now, I wouldn't do it now. But
yeah, I hear
nothing
you.
To lose, I'm all for it.
Yeah. All right, man. Take care of yourself.
Yep. Thanks. You too.
Bye. Oh, nice first time caller. Yeah, it's listen. It's all fun and games when you're in your 20s or you're young. In teenage years, brave. Like, listen, I can't be murdered by ghosts anymore. I got bills to pay. lines are open 1-833-703. I've seen a couple people. I get a little notification when there's other calls on the line, and then it goes away. So I just never know if it goes away because they leave the call or just goes to hold. But lines are open now, 1-833-703-0424. I saw a couple people in the chat being like, oh, I've tried to call, it's busy. Well, it wasn't busy for the first 40 minutes, so what are you doing? Be like this guy right now and just keep trying to call. Calls take priority. Let's go right to the caller. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's JoJo. I called last time. I'm from Stevens Point.
Hey.
I talked about those UFOs.
Hey, how's it going, JoJo?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I was watching your live stream. I saw that you only had one caller, so I was like, well, fuck it. I have another story.
Yes, good, good. Listen, if you got, it's okay. If you got more than one story, I have more than one story. Lots of people have more than one story. Call in. You can call, I hope this inspires other people who have called in to share another story. Let's hear it.
Yeah, so this one was in my hometown from Stevens Point, in central Wisconsin. We have the Wisconsin River that runs through us, and where I lived, I was like 2 or 3 blocks away from it. And one day it was me, my brother, and a couple of his buddies, and I think one of my friends. And we were just messing around town, riding our bikes and just, you know, going around town, just doing stupid shit. I had to be about, I think like 12, maybe 13. And we got back home and it was kind of getting dark, like just like twilight almost. And we're all just kind of sitting there messing around. We had the door open. We had two doors. We had the screen door and we had like a big bulky door. We had the bulky door open so that the wind could come in and just kind of, you know, air out the house. And all of a sudden we're all just sitting there chatting and talking. And all of a sudden we just heard the door go bang, bang, bang. And we're like, whoa, like what the heck was that? So we all kind of got up. I looked out the window and I saw someone kind of running. And I was like, hey, someone like hit the door. So my brother got up and his buddies got up, you know, bust out the door, looked down the road and were like, come here quick, like, come on, keep running. And we were like, okay, like, we just kept going. And as whatever creature was running down, we went down like maybe half a block. And as we turned, we just saw this like 6 foot, seven, five, like in that area, all black skin and like with long dreaded hair. And he like ran like an Olympic athlete like no other. He went through like, I'd say about 100 meters in like 5 seconds. Like he just ran and he jumped inside the river. And then all you could just see him was jump in and just plop and gone. Like he just, that was instant, completely gone. That was really weird.
I mean, it, like, was this person naked?
Yeah, like we saw butt cheeks. Like we didn't see the front part because I was running. We were running behind it.
Yeah,
but like it was fully naked, and he just ran to the river and jumped in there.
Was it like slender build, yeah, like, muscular build?
More like a slender build. Like he was like I said, like 6'5", maybe 7 something. But like he looked really skinny and athletic. Like that's what he does. Like just run all day.
Weird.
And. Yeah, it was a really weird experience. And then I guess after all that, I think it was like 2 weeks after, I was talking to my brother about it again. He's like, yeah, I saw that thing before. I was like, wait, what, you saw before? He's like, yeah, before we ran after it. He's like, it was me and my buddy. We were walking down from, you know, like a couple blocks away, and it perched up on this like longhouse, like the Osage Indian style longhouse.
Yeah.
And he said it was just perching there, like staring at both of them. And they both went like, what the fuck is that? Like, we don't really know. And what he said that he saw on the face was that it was like glowing eyes, either white or yellow in between that. It, like it would mix and its mouth was sewn.
Oh, that's weird.
He's like, they just ran to my house at the time. And then they just went to sleep. And just recently I talked to that old friend of my brother's, and he brought it up without me even asking anything. We're at a fire and he brought it up and he's like, hey dude, you remember that fucking weird creature we saw? I was like, yeah, I'm like the one that jumped into the river. He's like, yeah. And I was like, okay. Like, I wasn't crazy. Like, we definitely saw that. Like, all of us saw that night. And that was a really weird experience.
What state are you in?
Wisconsin. So, like, Bergmeister is in Madison, right? Or, like, somewhere around that area.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, I'd say I'm, like, 2 hours north of him in the center part of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. And what state borders you in Wisconsin?
We have Michigan on our right, and then we have Minnesota on our left. And then below us, I think, is Illinois.
Okay. I'm just trying to think, where is, how far away is Massachusetts? Quite far, eh?
Pretty. You're looking at, if you drive
that's
there,
East
it's going to
take
about
right?
10 hours.
Okay. The only thing is, like, because some of the things you're saying remind me, there's like an urban legend out of Massachusetts. I'm pretty sure it's Massachusetts. And when you said really? Glowing eyes, there's it's like, man, it's called like the Black Flash or the black Sprint.
Oh yeah, I remember that episode. And, you guys talked about that.
Yeah,
one.
And it's this figure with like glowing eyes, black flesh or black clothes. That's like unbelievably fast and like terrorizes people.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like ridiculously tall and slender. And just really fast. And like no one can ever get a really good look at it because it just disappears.
It was just quick. Like it was really quick. Yeah. It just like we barely went half a block. So like 40 feet, 50 feet. And it was already like, at least at that time, probably about 40 to 50 meters away, like really far away. And we're like, how the hell did it get there? And we kept running. And then by the time we even got to where we first saw it, it was already in the water and just gone.
And gone. Like the second it touched the water, it never came up. You didn't, it's not like you saw it swimming.
It just dived in and gone. We stood there for like a couple minutes, like, okay, it has to pop up. Like if it's a human,
was the river,
like someone messing with us.
Was the river flowing pretty good?
Well, there's a dam that's next to it, so I don't know if they had it open at the time. But, I mean, the river looked like it was moving kind of fast.
Okay, so...
Because it kind of is weird with ours. It gets really deep in the center, but it's really shallow, like, around the edges, lot better.
What time of year is this?
Oh, this had to be summertime, I think.
Okay, so, like, I'm
probably
just,
like around July, maybe a little after July, maybe August.
I mean, that's so creepy because I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I guess like, it's one of those ones where I'm like, I don't know what's worse. Is it a like a person that just tried to do this to you and then ran and like just
right.
jumped in? Or is like this thing, was it trying to lure you somewhere? This like some sort of supernatural being, right? Was it trying to lure you to the water? Like, it's just so weird that like, because the bang bang
entices a lot. That when yeah. it banged that door, it enticed everybody to just like run and find it.
Yeah.
And like my brother and his friend had that little experience beforehand. So like, I was like, maybe it was coming after you, dude. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah. It's that's the strange thing is that to me, it's like if this thing or person wanted to break in, they could have just, the door was open, you said, so they could have just opened the screen silently yeah. and been in the house. Right. Probably
yeah, easily
and yeah. probably not been detected, but like they banged the door. It's almost like a Nicky Nine door situation. Right. But then,
Yeah.
It's man. That's so creepy. Cause it's like,
well, cause like on our neighbor next to us, there was a bunch of college kids. So like we already had a run in a couple of times of them like banging on the wrong door. Like, oh, hey, we're here for the party. And it's like, you know, we're all just sleeping. My mom's like, yeah, no, next door. Like,
yeah.
That's the other house, not this one. So like we knew that people would like come by and like mess with our house just because they might be drunk or something. But this was like right when the sun was going down and like there was no parties. It was already the college kids left. It was the summertime. So like it didn't seem right that someone would just come up and, you know, mess with us. Yeah. So then we saw that creature and it was just weird.
And then like, I don't know, but I imagine, listen, Nicky Nine during someone, it's harmless. It's harmless fun. Kids do it.
Right.
I mean, it is what it is. You get butt naked. Like, I'm pretty sure that's a felony now. You commit a felony. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're upping a fun kids game to like felony if you get caught. Like, you really, like, I just feel like if that's a person, like, you're real spicing things up for, you know, not a lot of reward.
Really?
On that,
yeah, it's a really crazy idea to do.
Yeah, who's like, oh, they're gonna see my butt as I just full sprint down the road at unbelievable speeds. It's like, got them. You know, that's such a weird, like, if that's where people want to explain that story, it's like, oh, it's probably a naked guy that just chose your house to Nicky
right, and we all kind of thought that. We're just like, okay, someone's messing with us, but it was really fast. It like blink of an eye kind of thing gone.
But then like
completely gone.
Because because I hate when people just be like, this is what it probably is. Because like Occam's razor is probably some naked guy banging a door. So let's go through the thought process of said giant naked man. He would wander into this neighborhood. It's nighttime.
It's like twilight, so like there's just enough sun that the lights on the street just like barely came on.
Okay, so there's, you know, you can still kind of see. He's looking around and he goes, you know what? I got a hilarious prank. Not for any of my boys, just for me.
Just for me.
This is just for me. And he's like, I'm going to get butt naked here. So he takes off all his clothes, puts them in the bushes or discards of them somewhere nearby.
Right.
Looks, make sure the coast is clear, runs up to your house, just bangs the screen door, and then runs away. Not to his clothes, but he's like, this is going to be even better for my enjoyment of this hilarious prank. I'm going to jump into the fucking river and swim away. And then I'm going to come out of the river and I'm going to circle back to then pick up wherever I put my clothes, butt naked, undetected, put on my clothes, and I'm going to, you know what? Those boys that saw me, they're going to have a good story to tell. There's no way. It's unbelievable.
It doesn't seem probable for someone to do that. It just seems kind of idiotic, like to the extent of a child. And it's like, why? And on top of that, like where we're at, there's like 20 to 30 houses around us. Like we're in a decent like part of our city where there's just a lot of people that live around there. So like, we had a neighbor on our left, our right behind us, you know, in the corner, in the other corner. Like there was people, but nobody saw it, I guess. It was just us as kids.
What's the town how big's the town you live in or city?
It's like 26,000.
26,000. Like, okay, so that's not that big. You would know if there was a 7-foot dreaded
person fucking around with people or something.
You would know that like that person would stand out just the height alone.
Yeah.
But you'd be exactly. like, that's the tall guy in town.
We're from Wisconsin. We got a lot of small people here.
Yeah. Well, it's me. It's like, I'm like, anyone who was in my town that's 6'9 or over, I'd be like, that's the big guy. That's what we'd all call him. The big guy in town. Oh, you know the big guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a giant man in my town that wears tights and walks around and like was on full display. And everyone knows the giant guy in tights. And you go, oh, yeah, yeah, I know him. I know what you're talking about. We're about the same size. So like, listen, these outliers, these giant people are like, they're not sneaking around in these, you know,
you'll notice small towns. Them. Like you're going to see them somewhere.
Yeah. So it just, that doesn't seem probable of
yeah.
like that. And I know that's what people would say, because that's where my brain goes. Oh, it's probably someone praying a prank. But then when you think about like,
right.
okay, well, like, it's not like there was a group of people outside like howling, like laughing when this guy, right? Like,
right. Like you wouldn't notice people too around. Like I said, the streetlights that we have like hit every corner of the every intersection. So like if there was someone hiding, like they had to be in the trees or like in a really like inside someone's lawn.
Yeah.
Like if they're just sitting on the corner, we would have noticed them.
Now
we didn't see anybody, just a person running.
The river pretty safe to swim, or is it like one of those rivers where they're like, don't swim?
You can swim in it. Okay. Like there's a couple spots that has like a, what do you call it, like a swim area.
Yeah.
That you can swim. They have like the buoys that, you know, don't go past this line. A lot of people go past it. We've had a couple people but that have died, but that's a whole nother thing. But it's like the area that he jumped in, that was a spot where people used to, like, they would fish.
Yeah.
Okay. They wouldn't go swimming around there as often. Like, we'd see a couple people, but not a lot. So it was really weird to see him just, like, dive in and just, like, gone. Like, not a big splash either. Like, he just slipped into the water and went away.
It is the Black Flash. That's what it is. I'm just looking it up. That's what the name of that urban legend.
Okay.
And it's in Provincetown. That's where that comes from. But it's kind of like, okay. you know, like it's an interesting similarity to those.
Because I remember listening to that episode just fairly recently, and I was like, it brought back memories as I was listening to it. I'm like, I've seen something somewhat similar to that. It's not... Yeah. You know, like inside of a city and there's no water and stuff, but like for like my story, it was just a guy in black with long dreads and just ran.
Yeah.
And he was just gone. It was really quick.
Yeah, now that you've had this experience and stuff, like what do you think? Like you experienced it, like what does your brain tell you?
I go to cryptid. Like it's gotta be something that's not like Sasquatch, but similar to it to a degree of like some kind of hermit that has just outlasted everybody, or just some kind of human evolution that hasn't like vibed with people, like can't be in civilized society. And I don't know. It's just weird. But the weird thing is like it goes in water and it stays there for a long time. Yeah. I think that's what just kind of throws me off. And it's like, it's weird to actually jump in that river nowadays. Like, cause I go fishing there all the time. Like every other Sunday, I go out night fishing and just kind of sit there and have a little fire and drink some beers and just sit out and like enjoy nature. And I'm always thinking like, is it going to pop out? Or like, am I going to see something run?
Do you think about that every time you're out there now?
Yeah, every time.
Isn't that so, like,
every time.
So weird. And then people discount that and you're like, this is something that you literally now is in your brain all the time. And is it one of those things where you're like, I kind of wish I see it again so I could like make more sense of what I saw?
Like to see what it looks like, because like I was a child and memories are fragmented when you're kind of a kid and growing up. So like now that it's kind of solidified in my head that I remember a vague picture of it, I just want to see it again. And like, okay, where's the details of what this creature is and like how does it adapt and survive in this area? Because like we have winters here and they're pretty cold. And it's like, how does it live? Like the water freezes, something, you know, all these other changes.
Man, interesting. I'm hoping that like you sharing that story, because it's such a unique thing I hope like other people, because like if you think about the Black Flash, that's like that's an East Coast thing. Is there other people that have seen something like this like at around, like is this maybe not isolated to Provincetown? Have other people had this kind of experience and just have chalked it up to they're like, that was weird. We just saw this you know, man in all black or man with black flesh.
Could be just like somebody super, messing with you.
Yeah,
you know,
like this super like, tall
guy outside hunting.
Running naked in the woods, but really, maybe there's something else going on. So, Jojo, thank you right. so much for calling in with that story and sharing it.
Yeah, no problem. Like I said, I heard you guys had one call. I figured give another story out. Beauty. So why not?
Awesome. I love to hear it, man. Thank you so much.
You have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. Listen, I love, there's nothing I love better than creepy encounters that leave an impression, a lasting, lifelong impression on someone where they're just like, what happened? I'm curious. I think about it all the time. I want to know more. I love that stuff. This is a cool update. Brandon says, yo, I asked my brother about the ghost he used to see in our childhood home, and I showed him the picture of the old school Canadian judge outfit, and he damn near shit his shorts. He was mind blown and confirmed it was indeed a plane crash that took the life of the original owner. Now, if I remember that call correctly, we had theorized and kind of came up with an assumption that maybe the ghost was that of a judge, and that's why... you know, they had lingered in the house. I don't even remember if that might have been during one of the summer sessions, so that might be coming up for people on season 9, or I can't remember if that was season 8. Hard to remember. But that's cool. So is that confirmed, kind of like that's kind of what he was seeing? Was this the like judge's robes? That would be a really cool connection we made, Brandon. Love an update on that. That's going to be it for this week in Cosmic Channels. But before I go, we're going to do a couple things a little differently. This week, first off, huge shout out to everyone who's helped supporting the show. We have Ulyssa, Michael, Raven Woods. I think it's a carpentry. Raven Woods. It's a cool name. Randy. And who is this in? No, and that's it for this week. Thank you so much for supporting the show, helping. There's many ways you can do it. Paid. You can go on YouTube, hit those super chats. We're going to have YouTube subscriptions soon. Head to our merch store. Buy yourself a Cosmic Channel shirt. There's tons of ways you can help the show. If you like it, help keep the lights on. It's totally fan-run. Everything we bring in to the show, I put right back into the show to ads and do things to try to make it a more enjoyable show. The other way you can help the show, like we talked about earlier, is 5-star reviews. And these are some of the newer ones. Fun show from Jake. Love all the stories and theories people call in with. It's like old school call-in radio. Go Braden. Thank you, Jake. And we've got fantastic 5-star review. This show is the balls. Brother Braden does a great job solo hosting. Call in and share a story. Cheers. And one more. Great show. With a terrific fan base. I think that's what it says. Great call-in show with terrific fan stories covering everything under the alien, paranormal, and cryptid sun. Fans share their stories of the unexplained. If you have a story to share, this is the place. If you're not too shy to talk to them live, you can write in and they will read it for you. No shame here. Just like-minded people trying to share and figure it out. Thank you, Devo, for that 5-star review. Now, even though the Cosmic Lions are officially going to be closed for the week, I'm going to leave you with a fan read submission to close out the show. So thank you all for tuning in to Cosmic Channel. Stick around and enjoy this one last fan read story. The Cosmic Lions are now closed. Okay, so I can't show you guys this one because it says don't say your name. This says... The title of this submission is Autistic Kid Sees Dead People. What's going on, brother? Been listening to this podcast for a while. Hold on. Where's this? Is that playing? Oh, yeah. Been listening to this podcast for a while. Helped me through working during COVID. You guys are the tits. I can give my name if needed, but I'm weird about HIPAA and that stuff. So this is about a friend of a friend. My name is blank. Don't say my name. Listen, this guy, he was really rolling the dice. Because if anyone's ever watched the show and watch how I read, I don't usually pre-check. I just start reading. And he gave his name first. And then after his name goes, do not read this. Do not read my name aloud. Don't do that. But if you're writing in a story to Cosmic Channels podcast at gmail.com, right at the top, be like, do not use my name. And then you can say, my name's Mark. And I'll go, okay, don't use the name. Or give me a fake name. Or do a little preamble. Some people do a preamble. I always like that. Like, hey, my story's below. My real name's Amy, yada, yada. Don't use my real name. My name's Sarah for the story. Thanks. Read it. Excellent. Easy. This guy's playing with fire. But worked out for him. Weird story from back during COVID. Currently a nurse in a pediatric emergency department in the Northeast U.S. Dude, I almost want to... I really want to show you guys how people write these for me, because sometimes I truly think that people set me up for failure in these things, because how this person wrote this, they first off, pediatric was separated so much that I had to think about what the word was, and they're probably doing that for me to sound it out. The second thing is, it says in Northeast U.S. period. So I stop. I go Northeast U.S. period. Double space. A. Period. Double space. So it's like USA. I don't know. They're really throwing me off here. And that's the hard thing when you're reading these things. Okay. So this is the pediatric emergency department in the Northeast U.S. of A. Moderately autistic, almost nonverbal child was surrendered by his mother during the height of COVID. His father was in the ICU due to COVID. The child had no idea. The child stayed with us in the emergency department for 30-ish days. Well, while he was in the ED, emergency department, weird things started happening. You see, we kept him in the back pod of our ED with the special care sitters, etc. Well, one particular overnight, his dad ended up passing away in the ICU. Now, the child was never informed. However, while I was in the room with the child, he looked at the corner and started laughing. I felt a cold rush of air through the gown, mask, etc. He points to the corner and goes, "Dad's sad." I said, "WTF?" And he repeated it. He then proceeds to point at his neck and say, "Hole." Now I'm shitting my pants, right? But also in full PPE. So as the French say, I'm fucked. I can't leave because it's an isolation room. Can't leave because I'm intrigued. As I'm telling this story to some of my coworkers the same evening, come to find out his dad passed away in the ICU the same night and had a tracheotomy. Fucking nailed that one. Freaky shit. Anyways, love the podcast. Jon Snow.
Music supplied by Count Morlock and Invalid ID. If you have some theme music you would like to use on Cosmic Channels, shoot me a line at cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. That's cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Gotcha, Irish potato, you big dork. Thanks for sticking around for this little Easter egg, nerd.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.